Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Georgia, the whole nation is looking to you.
Georgia's two Senate runoff races will decide the balance of power in the Senate and possibly the course of the country for at least the next 2 years. President-elect Joe Biden was in Atlanta yesterday drumming up support for Democratic candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock.
One state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
And stepping on behalf of the Republicans defending their seats in the GOP-controlled chamber, Vice President Mike Pence.
For a Senate majority that will respect our most cherished freedoms, Georgia, we need Senator David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler.
President Donald Trump was also in Georgia campaigning a day after a bombshell recording came out of him pressing Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find votes that would overturn his loss to Biden. In reaction to the call, Georgia election official Gabriel Sterling told reporters Trump's conspiracy theories are undermining faith in the election system.
There are people in positions of authority and respect who have said their votes didn't count, and it's not true.
Former President Barack Obama starkly rebuked Trump's behavior, calling him categorically unfit for the job. Legal experts say Trump's behavior raises questions about election law violations.
The President of the United States tried to use his office to bully a Secretary of State to unlawfully change votes.
Georgia State Law Professor Eric Siegel also warns the country is in grave trouble if the GOP does not openly disown Trump.
For the first time in 4 years, I think maybe he did something that will come back to haunt him with his base.
Trump's attorney says his legal team is disappointed the call was secretly recorded and released and called it a confidential settlement discussion about election results. Tomorrow, the focus shifts from Georgia to Capitol Hill. President Trump says he'll join what promotional videos have been calling Stop the Steal rallies to coincide with Congress's usually ceremonial counting of electoral votes. Despite Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's disapproval, at least 12 senators say they'll protest Joe Biden's win. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy reportedly did give his blessing to 140 Republican representatives. New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is among them.
I am committed to restoring the faith of the American people in our elections that they are free, fair, secure, and according to the United States Constitution.
With each successful protest, both chambers have up to 2 hours of debate before voting again. Despite concerns about the tone Republicans are setting for the Biden presidency, House Democratic Caucus Chair Hakeem Jeffries says party leaders are ready to move forward.
Our focus as House Democrats will remain on addressing the public health crisis and the economic crisis that has resulted in more than 350,000 Americans dying.
City leaders worried about violent clashes are encouraging residents to avoid the downtown area over the next couple of days. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.